Good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Yud Beis. We left off Yud Alpha Beis. Let's go back to the Mishnah. We'll go over the Mishnah, the first Gemara again, just quickly, just because the whole Gemara is based on this. The Mishnah is to speak out, so what's going to happen today. The Mishnah is going to speak out the Zman, the exact Zman, when you're supposed to stop eating chametz, and then slash the Zman is supposed to burn the chametz. Everyone's in agreement in the Zman of burning the chametz. The question really is, what Zman we stop eating the chametz? We're going to have three of Machlekes on the topic. The Gemara then is going to go off onto a long conversation as to when it comes to Edus and Edom testify, and the two Edom have a discrepancy as to what hour the testimony they're talking about took place, how far of a discrepancy could we dismiss, how far the discrepancy becomes problematic. And in that lengthy conversation, we will circle back to our Mishnah, of course, which is really related because we're discussing how much time is normal for a person to make a mistake in exactly what time it was. And especially this is before the days where we even have clocks. I wonder if today things would be different. We have watches, we have clocks, we have cell phones. We constantly have a better awareness of the time. Could be today things would be different, perhaps. But the Gemara connects it back to our Mishnah, which has a machlokes when you have to stop eating chametz based on how far time a person can make mistakes. That's the connection to our Gemara. But really, we're going to spend an umman and change talking about Edus in general. Let's see. Zok the Mishnah. One can eat chametz. Erev Pesach, we know chametz is usher from the sixth hour and on. From Chatzais and on, from after the sixth hour. So the question is, till when can you eat chametz, and when do you have to burn the chametz? So Rameir says, you let eat chametz throughout the fifth hour. Once you get to the sixth hour, it's the last hour before chametz mamish comes usher by Chatzais, that's when you burn it. You burn in the beginning of the sixth hour. Vidai Merida says, no, you only let chametz through the fourth hour. You let it be tailor, meaning the fifth hour. You don't have to burn it yet, but you can't eat anymore as a buffer. The seraphim b'tilashes, and the burning takes place. He agrees our mayor in the beginning of the sixth hour. The item of Rita said that this was on hugger they had in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. There are two chalas of pasul, two pasul of taita chalas that they used for this demonstration. Menachas kabetz, they placed on top of like a bench or a pillar. Kolos bunch of menachas. When those two chalas were there in Erev Pesach, kolam eichlin. The Amnu, the nation knew they're allowed to eat chametz still. Nitel's achas Thailand. Once one challah was removed, that means it's already the end of the fourth hour. It's the hour of Thailand, which is the fifth hour according to Buddha. They were Thailand. People knew that right now you can't eat. You can't eat, but you don't have to burn yet. And it's chilukol, once the second loaf was removed, then it's chilukol, the olam will start to burn again. That's Rabbi Yehuda saying the story that on Haggadah used to do fit exactly like his shita, which was they eat through the fourth hour, fifth hour didn't eat, didn't burn, and the sixth hour they would burn the chametz. Last shita or gomil is some sort of really almost like a pshara between Rabbi Yehuda and our mayor, meaning Rabbi Yehuda was saying you cannot eat in the fifth hour, and our mayor is saying you could eat in the fifth hour, and our gomil is going to say, he agrees, you cannot eat chul in the fifth hour, but truma you're allowed to eat in the fifth hour. Let's see, it's like Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer, chulin nechol kol arba, non-truma, you're only able to eat under the fourth hour, kind of like a Yehuda. The truma kol chamesh, by truma we go like a mayor, and we say you're allowed to eat the entire fifth hour, the surf mitchil shesh, and you burn the chametz again in the beginning of the sixth hour. So all of them are agreeing, all three tanaim, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, our mayor, all are agreeing that we burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. And the question is, till when can you eat the chametz? Now, we pointed out yesterday from the Balam Ar, he's been dying to Lashonav, all the Tanam speaking about burning. We know Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, the way to get rid of chametz is dafka tashbizu, is dafka with burning. So then it fits very well why Rabbi Yehuda says, you burn the chametz. But according to our mayor, according to our Gamil, what's Pshat? It says burning. It could have said, just get rid of the chametz. So it seemed to be an indication. They agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that you have to burn the chametz and not tashbizu chol David, dispersing it in the air or throwing it into the yam or the like, which the chametz says, okay, according to Rameir, according to Gamil, they would disagree. They would invite to hold that Rabbi Yehuda has to be burnt, which would be the fourth. We already have Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, that has the Shita. We'd be plugging in Rameir and our Gamil from our Mishnah. And we also had Rabbi Kiva early in the Masechta that says that we said Shema Amina, that Tashbisu is Aide burning. So it'd be four Tanaim already that we had in the first 11 Lot that hold that Tashbisu is specifically Aide burning. Ravid dismisses the Raya, and Ravid says no. Everyone agrees, even the Chum agree, the optimal way to get rid of Chametz, the best way is certainly to burn it. They just say you don't have to. You can become Tashbisu in other manners as well. And with, again, dispersing it in the wind or flushing it down the toilet, throwing it in the yam. Those are also other methods where one can get rid of chametz, but they all agree that tashbis is the best method, and therefore the fact that the burning is the best method, and therefore the fact that the mission picked burning would not be an indication that it's dafka burning, dafka sreifa. It just means that the mission picked the most optimal method, but a raya we don't have. Okay, says Gemara now. Now we get to the Mishnayos regarding Edus. Tanasim. Echad Amar, we learned over there, there's obviously these Mishnayos are dinim that we learned in Sanhedrin, that if you have Ekonimer 1:8 says b'shtayim b'chaydish. 1:8 says about, we're talking over there actually about a person committing, let's say, a murder. So he's now chayiv misa if we accept his testimony. That's a key point to keep in mind. He's chayiv misa. Defendant is chayiv misa if he's found guilty for this edus, and we're trying to plug together edus where the two edim have a discrepancy in time. Again, there's a mishnah in Sanhedrin daf mem. One says it was the second day of the month, and one says it was the third day of the month. We say edus kemes, that doesn't mess up the edim. The edus is upheld. Why? Because one knew about the month prior being an iber month, and one did not know about the month prior being an iber month. So therefore. The one who knew there was Iber month realized it's only the second day of the month. The one who thought the month before was Chasser thinks it's the third day of the month, but they're both the same testimony about the same story about the same time. We don't consider that a contradiction from the Edim. Now, just a key question in this, which Rabbi Kanner brought up when I was learning yesterday, is more of a Kishayla, maybe it's clearly more in Sanhedrin over there. Is the Mishnah picking over there Dafka the second and third day of the month, as opposed to, let's say, the 20th and 21st? Because by the 20th and 21st, we would not be able to assign this discrepancy to not knowing whether the month prior was a Iber month or not, because at that point you should already know whether they made the month before in a leap month or not. Meaning the second or third, maybe the news didn't spread yet, but later in the month the news is spread. That was just a shiloh that yes, it would seem like it doesn't matter. It would seem like even later in the month, because when we say they testify by the second or third of the month, Lecher, we're not saying that it happened. They can't testify the day the murder happened. They could be coming testifying months, years later about a story that happened, and the fact, and they're saying that. Years later, this aid is saying this is the second of the month, this aid is saying it's the third of the month. It's long after the knowledge should have been found out by both aid and what type of month it was. We're saying the point is that that's such a mistake of one day, it's enough of there's an easy tliya, you can say it's totally messing up the month, so presumably it could be the whole month. You could say not, you could say once the guy thought it was the third, even way back when, even though over the course of the month he realized that the date changed, he won't remind himself about the story that it was really the second. He'll still think it was the third. So, not clear. Not clear if we specifically pick in the beginning of the month or the same halacha would apply, even a testimony that got me at the end of the month. Okay, says the Gemara further. However, if one says it was on the third day of the month and one says on the fifth day of the month, we say edusim betela. Such edus about, because there's no excuse as to why they would have two-day disparity in the edus. One of them is missing information, whether he's outright just lying or he's just making a mistake, but one of them can't be trusted to be giving up a good testimony because the edus is too far apart. Now we get to hours. Once this happened and 2 hours into the day, second hour of the day, happened third hour of the day, the halach is kayamis, edus kayam. Yes, make a fast piece, we're very tight for time. Yes. Says Gemara, Echonim and Peshalish, one says the third hour of the day, one says the second, one says the third. Kayam says Aegis is okay, because within an hour we say the mistakes are excusable. Echonim and Peshalish, Echonim and Chamesh, one says the third hour of the day, one says the fifth hour of the day, Aegis and Batele, Aegis is Batel Divre Meir. That's Remeir, the Aegis is Batel again, 2 hours apart. So again, 2 days apart, 2 hours apart, that's not enough of an excuse. 1 day apart, 1 hour apart, that could be excused. And we say the Aegis Kayam, that is the Shita of Remeir. Okay, Vidai Merida says Aegis and Kemis, even the case of this case where it's 2 hours apart, the Aegis would be Mekayim. Echem Mechavish, Echem B'Sheva. However, if one says by five and one says by seven, I still only 2 hours apart, over there Aegis of Betela, why? Shebechamish Chamim Mizrach, Veshebechamish Meir. Because we know by Chatzais, the sun is ready, is center over the horizon. So in the fifth hour, the sun is over the east. In the seventh hour, the sun's over the west. So that's already enough of a distinction that a person should not make that mistake. So between the third hour and the fifth hour, where the sun is all in the east, says Rebuda, you could make a mistake in 2 hours. The argument man says such a mistake could be upheld. Whereas when you're talking about fifth hour, seventh hour, where there's a very clear, distinguished setup of the sun and the sky, then it's not excusable. That would invalidate the testimony. Okay. Now, before we get, we're not going to get back to our Mishnah, which discusses the din of beer chametz and the safes about achilas chametz, even on a rabbinic level, because of people's mistakes. We're not going to get back to that for a while, for another amen still. First thing we're going to focus now, machlekes Abaye and Rava, two lashanas even in Abaye, but two lashanas in Abaye, then Rava, to explain exactly the nuances of the machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. Let's see. Amar Abaye. According to Meir, was saying people don't make mistakes. So Meir really means to say that people don't make mistakes at all. People know exactly what time it is. And that's why I'm really when it comes to, we're just going to focus on hours. We're not going to focus on the first part of Meir's statement, which was about days. We're going to focus about hours. So when it comes to hours, Meir is saying that people don't make mistakes at all. And that's why if one says second hour, one says third hour, that's okay, because you can explain it in a way where no one's making a mistake. The Mer is going to explain in a second how that is. But you can explain it in a way where no one's making a mistake. But when, if there's any mistake, according to Mer, that would mess up the Eidah. So according to Mer, we're saying people don't make mistakes at all. According to Buda, the mistake, each person can make a mistake up to half hour, and that gives us our limit of discrepancy. According to Mer, according to Behuda, our limited discrepancy takes into account that each person makes a mistake up to a half hour. And the Bai explains. People don't make mistakes at all. So, when was the story? Remember, when it said the second hour, when it said the third hour. You know the story happened? It happened at the last moment of the second hour, first moment of the third hour. That's what happened. No one's making a mistake. He was going based on like when the Maisa started. He's going based on when the Maisa ended. But they both are saying the same thing. It happened at 2:59. And 3 o'clock, they're both saying the same thing. They're not really arguing. One just called it the second hour, and one called it the third hour. Okay. Says the Gemara, Liver Meir, ain't Adam Tayyab like Klum. Maisa Kavi, when the story happened, Mepik Tarti Mal Tlas, at the, when the second hour is leaving, and the third hour is beginning. Vatakamar Shtayim, Besef Shtayim, Vatakamar Shosh, Besef Shosh. The one that said 2 means the beginning of, the end of 2. The one that says 3 means the beginning of 3. And that's why we can say that, hey, this is good, right? We're again, they didn't say, by the way, they didn't say, the A didn't say the end of 2, and the other A didn't say the beginning of 3. He said, the first A said, second hour, the other eight said the third hour. We're just going to interpret his words to mean end of the second hour, beginning of the third hour, and therefore there's no discrepancy. But if we have to say there's some discrepancy, eight is automatically dismissed according to a mayor. That's Abaye in his first lashon. The Rebbe Yehuda, according to Yehuda, Adam Toya Chatzisha, person makes a mistake up to half hour, and therefore Ma'is Kavi, the story, when did it happen? Kavi Pagad Arbavi, the story we could assume happened in the middle of the fourth hour. Middle of the fourth hour, let's just say 3.5 hours into the day, had to come b'shalosh, b'seif shalosh. The one who said that it happened during the third hour meant the end of the third hour, which is really the beginning of the fourth hour. See, when he said the third hour, he meant the end of the first. Remember, even Meir was willing to have the end of an hour, it also was the beginning of the next hour. So the one who said third hour, he meant the end of the third hour, which is the beginning of the fourth hour. So he's within now, he's within a half hour of the right time. And he's making a half hour too early. If I had to come a chamish, it's funny, he's making a half hour too early, and he's calling it the third hour, even though it's the end of the third hour. Okay. Had to come a chamish, it's the opposite. He means to say the beginning of the fifth hour. And he was off by half hour. To the later side, meaning they both are excused for making a mistake by half hour, and they're both excused by calling it by the hour. If they're off by half hour, and they're saying it, that, let's say the fellow saying the end of the third hour, we could actually mean the end of the third hour, which would also mean the beginning of the fourth hour, and then he's off by half hour, which is when exactly what happened in the middle of the fourth hour. And the one says fifth hour, same thing. He meant the beginning of the fifth hour. He's off by a half hour. It wasn't really the beginning of the fifth hour. Beginning of the fifth hour also means the end of the fourth hour, and he's off by half hour. It was the middle of the fourth hour. So they're both really saying. They're both within the margin of error of a half hour, and therefore it's okay. That is Abaye's first malachah machlekes with Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But again, according to Meir, people don't make mistakes at all. According to Rabbi Yehuda, people make mistakes. Actually, Pnei Yeshua asks on this right away. According to Abaye's first lashon, according to Meir, people don't make mistakes with timing. Remember, we spoke about earlier that today we have atomic clocks, we have watches, we have cell phones, we have clocks all over the place. It's very easy for us to know exactly what time it is. But back in the day, people didn't have clocks. The Gemara even discusses that in Brachas, there's a whole Gemara back and forth about how David HaMelech knew when Chatzais was. He had to have this, and the Gemara went through, how David HaMelech knew exactly when Chatzais is? When Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly didn't know what Chatzais was, the Gemara explains maybe Moshe didn't know, just the Mitzvim wouldn't understand. But the Maaser, Moshe Rabbeinu in the Chumash, in the Torah says, Kachatzais, with a kuf. Kachatzais. It seems like it wasn't so simple to determine exact timing. This even Moshe, even David HaMelech, one of the Mar's answers are that there was a harp that was floating in the air, and the wind, a certain wind would come, and the wind would blow, be like an alarm clock that chimed at exactly midnight, and that would tell him midnight, but he himself wouldn't be able to ascertain exactly midnight was without that charm. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, so how on earth is Rameir assuming that Adam cannot make a mistake at all in timing, and it's just interpretation? He says second hour, he meant the end of second hour. He said third hour, he meant the beginning of third hour, but it's just a mistake interpretation. What we have, the giants of the world didn't necessarily know exactly to the moment what time is. So answer to Pnei Yeshua and Hachanami. Avada, it's normal, even according to Meir, for people not to know exact timing. But when then the angels say, we know it was around this time. We don't know exactly what time was. And that'd be fine. If they didn't tell us it was around the time, obviously, again, within a certain margin of reason, otherwise it casts aspersions on the testimony in general if they can't lock it down to a general time. But within reason, if they just say, we're not sure exactly the time, we think it was around then, within reason, that would be fine. Over here, the reason why we're having problems with the Edom, I was saying it could be Edos, that's Stira, that the two Edom cannot be combined together for an Edos, is because each one is saying, I know exactly what time it is. When someone says, I know what time it is, then When people say, you know what time it is, we say they do know what time it is to the moment, if that's what they're saying, and therefore that's where our mayor says that if the two Edom are not saying the same thing, we have a contradiction, it's a problem. So meaning, even our mayor would agree, if they didn't say we know exactly what time it is, if they didn't say those words, then we wouldn't be holding them to such high standards. Only when they say it, if that's what they're saying, then we hold them to the standards that they're keeping themselves, as I emphat the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, now by brings a second lesson. Says Gemara, Ikidami, some say, Amar Bayi Bayi says, what's the machlekes for mayor and Rabbi Yehuda as follows? A little more, I mean, I would say a little more forgiving in Reb Meir, but also a little less, we'll see, a little less maybe forgiving, a little different in Reb Yehuda. Let's see. Amar Abaye. Kishtim Salam Adiv Reb Meir, Adam Toya Mashu. A person makes a mistake, a Mashu, I'll give you. A Mashu, a person makes a mistake. Ladiv Reb Yehuda, Adam Toya Shah Mashu. According to Reb Meir, you make a mistake, a Mashu. And according to Reb Yehuda, a person makes a mistake, a Shah Mashu, an hour and a bit. So seemingly both in Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, he is being a little more liberal. The reason why I said Reb Yehuda, not to an extent, is less liberal. You see it in a minute. It's not less liberal. The Mila, I mean, speak out now already. The Tais Rush asks, what's the Mila of Abaye's second Lashon? Before we even play it out into the Gemara, what's the Mila of Abaye's second Lashon? That in Reb Meir was saying Toya Mashu, and Reb Yehuda was saying Toya Asha Mashu. So Tais Rush explained that they're actually gaining two milas. First of all, according to Reb Meir, in Reb Meir before, you had to have that the story took place at exactly, we'll call it 2:59, right? The end of the, or 1:59, the end of the second hour and the beginning of the third hour, 2:59 to 3 o'clock. Exactly that moment. If the story didn't take place at that moment, we cannot explain that the one that says second hour meant the end of the second hour, and one that says third hour means the beginning of the third hour, had to take place exactly at that moment. Just, because remember, according to Rabbi in Reb Meir in the first Lashon, people don't make mistakes. That when they, at least when they testify, we know what we're talking about. So therefore, we have to pin it down to a specific minute. The story has to be a very specific moment. Whereas if you say people make a mistake of Mashu, story could have happened at the end of at 2:58, 2:59, and the guy said at the beginning of the third hour made a mistake to drop in that direction. Or the story could have happened at 3 o'clock, 3:01, 3:02, and the one who said the end of the second hour made a mistake in the other direction. We're having a little more leeway as to when the story could have taken place. That's the mila of Abaye's second lashon in Reb Meir. The mila of Abaye's second lashon in Yehuda, that a person makes a mistake, even a shah Mashu, is we don't have to have them both making a mistake. So yeah, we're expanding the amount of time a person can make a mistake from a half hour in this the first lashon of Abaye in Reb Yehuda. The second lashon was saying it's an hour, but the mistake doesn't have to be made by both parties. Now that we're saying a person makes a mistake, a shah mashu, we're benefiting is 1/8 could be bang on, and the other 8 is making a mistake, and we're giving him leeway up to shah and a bit. That's the mila of Abaye's second lashon in Reb Yehuda. So in both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, we're having different milas in the second lashon. That's the Rush's, Taisus Rush's approach for this ikadamri. So again, says the Gemara. Ikadami, Amar Abaye, Kishtim Salam Adiv Reb Meir, Adam Toya Mashu, person makes a mistake, only with, a person makes a mistake with the Mashu, so Mashu, you do make a mistake. And according to Reb Yehuda, Adam Toya Shav Mashu, person makes a mistake with an hour and a Mashu. And the Mark explains, Adiv Reb Meir, Adam Toya Mashu, Maisik Yavis, when the story happened, Ay Besef Shtayim Havi, Ay Betchil Shalish, the story happened either at the end of the second hour, or at the beginning of the third hour, V'chamina Toya Mashu, one of them off by a drop, by a couple of minutes, V'chamina, and one of them is saying, it testimony perfectly. The Divrei Reb Yehuda, Adam Toya B'Shal Mashu, person makes a mistake with an hour and a bit. Maisik Yav, the story when it took place, Ay B'Seif Shalish, Ay B'Tchil Chamesh, the story took place either at the end of the third hour or at the beginning of the fifth hour. The story taka took place either at the end of the third hour or at the beginning of the fifth hour, meaning one of these eight were right. One eight said third hour, one eight said fifth hour. One of them is correct. Either it was the third hour or the fifth hour, but if it was the third hour, it was the end of the third hour. It was the fifth hour, it was the beginning of the fifth hour. So one of them was bang on, the other one was off by an hour and a drop. As long as you're off by an hour and a drop, a story that took place at the end of the third hour, the guy could say it was the fifth hour. Or a story that took place at the fifth hour, the guy can make a mistake and say it happened at the end of the third hour, and therefore we can make everyone fit. Says the Gemara, the Murphy finishes up, top of your base, and one of them is making a mistake in a shah mashu in an hour and a bit, and that's how we can say the two edim, there's not enough of a discrepancy, and we're able to accept these edas. Also, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda, so Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda told over Abaye's explanation or explanations, he told it over to Rava. Amar Rava asked the bomb cash of the day. I'm sure some of you are bothered by this question. What's going on over here? If you think about what's happening over here, we're inferring, remember that we said the Mishnah Daf Sanhedrin Daf Samach Daf Mem is discussing when you can say the discrepancy is small enough in the Eidus that we allow the Eidus to stick, and if the Eidus sticks, they're able to give the guy Misa. So we're going to answer up for the Edom to make the Edus kosher in order to give a guy Misa, says the Mara. Amar Rava says, Uma ilu dakinu bani sadi. If we medayak in these Edom and we ask them, what if we, instead of making assumptions for them, what if we ask them, when you said third, did you mean the end of the third hour? Or do you mean the beginning of the third hour? When you said fifth, did you mean the beginning of the fifth hour? Or do you mean the end of the fifth hour? And if it would come out, if they would come out and explain themselves and say, I meant the beginning of the third hour, and I meant the end of the fifth hour, they clearly would be too much of a discrepancy, and we would pass the Edus. So Uma ilu, if we'd ask them, dakinu bani sadi, if we would ask them and they would verify that they were talking talking about time, it's too far apart, beginning of the third hour, end of the fifth hour, we clearly call the Eidos Mechashas, we call the contradictory Eidos testimony, and we wouldn't kill the guy. We're going to go at Mesafik, we're going to take the assumption that the third meant the end of the third, fifth meant the beginning of the fifth, and say, the discrepancy is only an hour and change. So we're interpreting their words in a way where we're within the margin of error, according to Buda, according to Abai Sakalasha now, of an hour and change, and with that, we're going to kill the guy. I have Rachmana Amar Veshavtu Eidah Vetzil Eidah. The Pasuk says, you should aid, you should judge, aid, you should be matzel. We look for ways to save people from being chayv misa and bezin. Not ways to give them misa. It doesn't make sense what's going on over here. So Rav's whole approach is going to be different because of this. He's going to be looking for ways to dismiss the edim if they're not on point. But before you get there, the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Nun Beis has a similar conversation. What the Gemara says is talking about trying to verify whether edim are kosher or not. And if there's ways to say that they're no good, we say that they're no good. And Rashbam over there explains why. Again, like our Gemara's pasuk, v'shaftu eda v'tzil eda. The eda should judge, the eda should matzah, which we learned. The eda should go out of the way. The Sanhedrin, the judges, should go out of the way to try to save the victim, or save the defendant from being chayv misa, save him from a capital punishment. So the Tosfos over there asked on the Rashbam, why did the command to v'shaftu eda v'tzil eda? Tosfos asked a kasha, which we're going to leave fair. The Tzlach and other Achorim discussed the question as well. But Tosfos, the Esther of the Rashbam, what if they come onto a pasuk shavta eda v'tzil eda by dina mamonis? We have a klal hamitzi mechaver avarai. The burden of proof is on the plaintiff. If he wants to take out money from his friend, he has to bring the proof. It's in today's day and language, what would we call it? We refer to innocent till proven guilty, right? The burden of proof is to prove someone's guilty, not to prove I'm innocent. So says, what if the command to v'shavta eda v'tzil eda comes onto different dina where we go out of our way to try to save a guy from misa? Fine, over there you mean drushes. Over here, I have to go out of my way. I'm going out of my way almost to give a misa. Why do I have to go out of my way? Who gives me a right in the first place to for the edim in a way that gives the guy misa? Maybe I should automatically say that we can't type the edim this way. And he should, so to speak. If you want to prove this guy's guilty, you have to have a better, clear testimony. And therefore, we can't give this guy misa. Tais asks as a kasha, what if the command to shavta edim tzileta? And the chorot kasha would apply to Agamar as well. Same kasha, what if the command to it even? Again, Rav can be strengthening his kasha, but you don't even need it. Even without that, the chorot Rav does have a question. Slach asks similar. Slach just asks that we have, if we don't interpret the Eidus' words the way we interpret it, what do you have? You have Eidus Mechashas. That's what our Gemara says. You have Eidus that's contradictory and you can't use it. So if that's the case, what gives us a right to interpret in a way that's not Mechashas to give Misa? Similar to Tosfos Kasha, Slach answers, and I don't have the mechanics so clear, but he answers it's a Svek Sveika. He built a Svek Sveika. It's a funny Svek Sveika. It's a double suffix into the same general suffix, but it's a Svek Sveika that the Eidim are really contradicting each other, and therefore, since we have multiple ways to interpret that they're not contradicting each other, therefore, we would go with Eidus unless you have a Shaft Eidus Vasil Eidus. That's a Sach's answer, but again, he also similarly is addressing Tosfos Kasha. Reb David Pravaska wants to answer that Lamaisi, there is a conflicting power here. The conflicting power here is, again, it's a chiddush that's being used to give a guy misa potentially, but the conflicting power is we have two kosher edim. We have two edim that, as of 5 minutes ago, before they walked in front of us, they were kosher, becheses kasher edim, they were kosher edim. In order to dismiss the edim, you have to now cast aspersions that at least one of them is now apostate, one of them is not neman to give proper testimony. So because we have a way to touch up their edim to be correct, and they come becheses kashrus, even though touching the edim to be correct will be at the expense of being mechayv some misa, there is, you need a v'shavto edim, v'tzil edim to say, we rather throw their cheskes kashrus under the bus as opposed to giving this guy misa because shavto edim v'tzil edim wins out. But that's the power going against the power of cheskes kashrus edim. That is Rav David Pravalsky's answer to this question. Okay, says the Gemara further. Now, Rava did not like Abai's answer. Rava held, you're going to give a guy misa, shavta edim v'tzil edim. Therefore, Rava is going to explain a little bit different than Machlokes Meir and Ravida. Elam Rava. L'divrei Meir, Adam Taya, Shtei Shas, Chasam Ashu. According to Meir, a person makes a mistake 2 hours, a little less than 2 hours. L'divrei Ravida, Adam Taya, Shalosh Shas, Mashu. According to Ravida, a person makes a mistake 3 hours, Chasam Ashu. Now, the point is, Meir is agreeing very clearly that people aid to make mistakes. Within the margin of reason, there's certain whatever that margin is, according to Meir, it's 2 hours, according to Ravida, it's 3 hours. People make mistakes, that's fine. Rav's concern was, how do we touch up when a person says third hour? It means the beginning or the end, in order to make Eidah Shtim. And when he said the fifth hour means the beginning, not that in order to make Eidah Shtim. That was Rav's issue. But people making mistakes within a certain amount of time, that's not enough to disqualify Eidah, because otherwise, it's very normal. People constantly mix up within a few hours, and otherwise you'll never have Eidah. So Rav agrees that part of Abai's statement that didn't bother him. So says Gemara now. According to Rav, the Divir Meir, Adam Tayyar Shay Shos, Fachos Mashu, person makes a mistake 2 hours, minus a bit, Maisik Yavi. So when did the story take place? Ibit Chishtaim, Abisav Shalash. The story took place, again, one Eidah said the second hour, one Eidah said the third hour. We're not allowing ourselves to leave leeway of tightening up the second hour at the end of the second hour, and the third hour being the beginning of the third hour. We don't have that leeway. So therefore, it only is going to work if it's within the margin of error, which Meir holds as 2 hours, so it's beautiful. One said the second hour, one said the third hour. Even if the guy said the second hour, even if he meant the beginning of the second hour, and even if the guy said the third hour, meant the end of the third hour, it's still going to be good, because it's within that margin of 2 hours. Chad minayo katoy shesho es chasam ashu, and one of them is making a mistake, 2 hours minus a bit, meaning the story either happened at the beginning of the second hour or the end of the third hour, and they're still both within the margin, and therefore the Eidus would be accepted. That's Rava and Rameir. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Kotei Yehuda, Rava says, Adon Tei Shalosh Shoyes Chasam Ashu, a person makes a mistake 3 hours minus a drop, and therefore, all the way, just simple math, from the third hour to the fifth hour, the third hour guy could be testifying about the beginning of the third hour. Fifth hour could be testifying about the end of the fifth hour. It's still 3 hours minus a mashu. It's still, the discrepancy is a little less than 3 hours, and therefore, the Eidus, one of them will say had the right time, and one of them was within his margin of error, and therefore the Eidus will still be accepted. This story happened either the beginning of the third hour or the end of the fifth hour. That could be the case, and even so, one's making a mistake of 3 hours. So first thing we're now is going to discuss questions on this memra from other Mishnayos and Shas, not our Mishnah, and then we'll circle back to our Mishnah. This is actually the same Mishnah that we just quoted, that we quoted earlier, the same Mishnah. This is the beginning of that very same Mishnah. And we're trying to bring a right from the beginning of that Mishnah into this Machlokes. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah over the Sanhedrin, again, Adaf Mem. They would examine the Edom with 7 Chakiris, Beza Shavua, which Shemitah was, Beza Shana, which year, Beza Chodesh, which month, Chama Chodesh, which day of the month, Beza Yom, which day of the week. Taste, by the way, jump in, by the way, if I give you the year, the month, the date of the month, go to the calendar, it may be a little bit, complicated, especially, again, back in the day, didn't have the same level of documentation that we have today, and the same level of technology, but presumably, once you have the year, month and date, you could figure out what day of the week it was. Tais discusses what was the relevance of Ask Beis Yom. The simple answer Tais Rush say it's Enchami. You only ask the date to see if you can catch him in the stira between him and the other aide. Meaning, going back on the calendar, you could see what day of the week it is by just checking the calendar. But if the aide comes and says it was a Tuesday, and the other aide comes and says, his partner came and said it was a Wednesday, so by doing this, or the aide himself, he says it was a Tuesday, but if you look at the calendar date, the date he's describing is not a Tuesday, the date he's describing was a Thursday, so that itself would lend issues with his aides. Rashi and Sanhedrin says a different answer. The reason why we speak out the Yom, why we ask about the Yom and the Chakiris, is because part of the reason we do these chakiras is actually to get more information out to the world, to give the opportunity for Edom of Azama. Let's say Edom want to come and say, how could you guys say testimony? You were with us in this time, in this place. The more information we give out to the world, the more information is out there for people to be mazim these Edom and say that, how could you say of Edom, you were with us in this time and place on that date? The more information we have, the better it is, the easier it is to find, potentially, if the Edom of Azama are out there, they could come out and be mazim. Okay, that's Rashi and Sanhedrin. Either way, the point is, these are all chakiras. They ask the guy, Ezesha, Ezemakim, what time, which hour, and which place. These are the questions they asked the Edom in order to, these are the Chakiris. And we learned, by Chakiris, if one says, I don't know, when it comes to these Chakiris, you don't know, then the Edom is a battle. Well, and the Gemara explain the reason in a moment, because otherwise, kind of like we just spoke out from Rashi, it's very relevant for Edom to be Edom that you're able to be Mazim. If you don't pin down in time, then whenever the Edom come and say, how can you say, testify about that story, you're with us in this place, you'll say, oh, no, I was with you in the place at that time, the story really happened at that time. If you don't give a specific moment, then you won't be able to have Edom be Mazim, these Edom. So says the Gemara, Chakiras, if you say any day, Edus and Patela. Bedikas, Afilu Shneim Armim, any Edom, Edus Kemes. Bedikas, even if they both say we don't know, that's going to be not going to mess up the Edus. By the way, what is Bedikas? We didn't explain what Bedikas are. Bedikas are, let's say, what color shirt the guy was wearing, what color pants, was he wearing a robe, was he wearing pants. So those are things that are not important, and why do we even ask it? Because if the guy says, I don't know, that's fine. But if one guy says he was wearing a blue shirt, and one guy says he was wearing a white shirt, oh, now you got a problem. Then we have country Edus. So we do ask the Bedikas, but those are ma'akiv. If they just plead the fifth, they don't know, that's fine too. Whereas timing, they have to know, otherwise, the marks place right now. Vavina ba maishna, what's the difference between chakiris and bedikas? Why by chakiris, maish chakiris, maish bedikas? Why by chakiris do you have to know and not bedikas? Vavina chakiris, ech amech men, ene dev, edusan, petele, you know why? Have the edus sheitech lazima. If by chakiris, one does not know what year it was, what shmita, what time, what date, what hour, if you don't know that information, then the edim will not be able to be mazim, will not be able to render him an eid zaymim, because they can't pin him down to time and say you were with us at the time, because he didn't give a specific time. So therefore, and that weakens his testimony. His testimony is weaker if it's not testimony that someone else can come and disprove. That makes his testimony not acceptable. Okay. Whereas bedikas eid shatay chalazimi, bedikas doesn't affect whether it's eid chalazima. It's just the details, whether the shirt was blue, the shirt was white, pants, robe, and the like. And therefore, those details do not affect whether you're able to mazim. And therefore, those details are makif. But again, why do we ask those details? Because if the two eidim contradict themselves on those details, or if one eid contradicts himself in his recounting of the story, then that will pass the eidus also. So still, it's worth the bedikas, but they're not makif. Okay. Now, ask the Gemara the kasha. V'yamata in shibikulei hai. But we said before, a person makes a mistake 2 hours, 3 hours. Nus, what does that help? Chakiris. Chakiris is a shanami. Even if he asks what hour it is, it doesn't help, because he's going to say it happened at 3 o'clock. Eidus is going to say at 3 o'clock you're with us in Yuppets. He say, oh, I said three. Man, it was five. He can make a mistake up to 2 hours, up to 3 hours. Says the Gemara, eidus shatech lazima. It's right to be eidus which you can't be mazim. Da'ami mitay katina, because the eidim could say we made a mistake within whatever the reason is. We make a mistake. So and the Gemara, I guess, does not want to answer that. Oh, says the Mar Devina Kol Tasayo. The Mar says the Mar. I take it back. The Mar does answer his teretz that we give them. We mean when we say Eidus Hazama, we give them 3 hours. Meaning, let's say the guy says that this testimony took place in Toronto at 8 o'clock on Tuesday the 15th, and Eidim Zayim can testify that at 8 o'clock on Tuesday the 15th, you were with us in California. No matter what type of jet, no matter what type of means of transportation he has, he's not getting back to Toronto. He can't explain that he's back in Toronto. I mean, 8 o'clock, actually, there's a time zone change. So, meaning, at the equivalent of 8 o'clock Eastern time, you're in California at that time. So, no matter what means of travel he has, he won't get back within the margin of error, whether it's 2 hours or 3 hours. So we give them taka the whole time, but more than that, he's still going to have eidus hazama. Okay, says the Gemara. But that's what means beis hashem. Means we do give that amount of a margin, because that's too normal. People are human, and we can't tie them down to such a tight time frame. Again, how big is that time frame? Machlekes Rida and Rameir. Says the Gemara. The Rameir. According to Meir, we can give actually in both directions. So from wherever he testified, let's say he testified in hour 3, we'll give him 2 hours each direction. So from the beginning of the first hour, the end of the fifth hour, we give him 2 hours each direction. And really we should give him even more time. You're not going to give him more time, because once you get to more hours, people make a mistake between night and day. The first hour, to go back further, is going to be really, it's not daytime, it's really nighttime. That far back, you can't be, that far back is inexcusable, and therefore we only give him this 2 hours, or to whatever the exact amount was of space. We only give it within reason, where there's nothing else to explain why the person should know better. For Rabbi Yehuda, similarly, Yavina Mishchil Shash Rishayna Atzev Shishas. You give him extra time from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the sixth hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, should be giving even more. There's even more room for 3 hours each direction. There should be even more room. But why don't we give more room? Top of Vayas, Elevin Yamam Laila Leitav Enshi. Between day and night, people don't make a mistake. And furthermore, we should give him not just more hours at the beginning, we should give more hours, more time at the end. Ella, we don't give more hours at the end, because let's say again, the Edom had set a time, and it was the time they're saying would be before Chatzais. And if you give him the full 3 hours, you're going to be after Chatzais, you'll be by the seventh hour of the day. People, that's something we spoke about earlier, people should know the difference between the fifth hour and seventh hour, because the sun's in the east by the fifth hour, sun's in the west by the seventh hour, and therefore we won't give him that full amount of time past the sixth hour. But from the beginning of the first to the end of the sixth, such a discrepancy, we would give the Edom in both directions. We would give the Edom, because if he testified in the middle, because we say that he can make a mistake in any direction, and that would not be part of the Zama, it would have to be a bigger discrepancy than that. Okay, so the first question was that if you're giving Edom leeway, how does Eidus Hashoah work for Eidus Hashoah Azima? Answer is, we build it into the Azama. Azama has to account for those times. Okay. So that's the one. Now we finally circle back to our Mishnah. After all that, we come back to our Mishnah. Tanan. I mean, there's actually plenty to discuss about Eidus Hashoah Azima. We don't really have time. We're pressed time to finish the Amman. But one Shaila will speak out. One Shaila will speak out is, what about cases where you can't do Azama? For example, Eidus about Gittin, Eidus about Kedushin. You can testify the Eidim are liars, but you're not going to be able to carry out Kashazamam. Kashazamam is not an option over there. It doesn't pass. In the first Mishnah Makkos discussed a case where you can't really carry out Kashazamam. Over there, you give Malkus, maybe that's called the Kashazamam over there, by Ben Gush Mechalutza, by Golos, right? But certainly Eidus about Gittin, Eidus about Kedushin. We can't carry out Zama. So would there also be this Ikuv? They need to have Eidus Sha'at Yachal Azima, Eidus that's possible to be upselected at the moment? Or no, once it's type of Eidus, you can't have a zama anyway. We can't carry kashas. I should say you can't carry kashas zama anyway. It wouldn't need to be tied down to the hour as much. It wouldn't be as makbe, because anyway you can't do kashas zama. So Then Abidu is what brings down this whole discussion. The Beis Yosef has a couple of approaches, and the second approach, which seems to be the Beis Halevi, I should say. The Beis Halevi came after the Beis Yosef was before the Abidu. Beis Halevi came after the Abidu. He says in his second approach, which seems to be the one that's the most accepted, that Avad, it's two things that are astira. Kasha Zamam just means you can't carry out the punishment of Kasha Zamam, but it still aids them that you can be Mazim. And if it's still aids you can be Mazim, you're still always going to have Edus that you're able to be Mazim. It has to be Edus that is tied down to a specific hour or within the margin of error in order to be able to mazim, even if you can't carry out the actual kasha zamam, you still have the power of edim zaimim to pass the edus, and that has to be done with edus which is able to be mazim. That is a basic concept. Again, not all the achrenim agree to this, but it's a discussion in the achrenim. Fine. Tanan. Let's apply what we learned till now in our Mishnah. Rabbi Aimer, Eichel Chamish, Ladi Chamish, the whole fifth hour. Veserv and Pesil Sheshi, Burn Chamish, the sixth hour, beginning of the sixth hour. Yudai Mer, Eichel Chabi, the fourth hour. Vetailin, it's very good. Shtasai, Rabbi Yudah is more worried about people. He gave more leeway, but Eden to make a mistake more time, and therefore he's also having an hour of buffer. He's saying you eat till the end of the fifth hour, till the end of the fourth hour, sorry. The fifth hour, Tailin Chamish, you don't eat, you don't burn yet. Veserv and Tikhish, you burn the beginning of the sixth hour. Remember, Chamish is really only usher by the end of the sixth hour. So the time he's stopping to eat till the time is Bamish usher is basically 2 full hours according to Buddha. La Abaye Alib Der Meir. So the Morna goes, according to the first Lashon of Abaye in Rav Meir, which was the most stringent with Rav Meir, meaning that in Adama, in Tayyib Leklum, a person doesn't make mistakes, there's no leeway, there's no margin of error. When a person has a time, it's that exact time. So Nechel Kulashis, since Chametz is Be'etzim Mutter, the entire 6 hour, right? Through that, even to the end of the sixth, it's only Asa Bechatzais, so let him eat all the way till up to Chatzais. A person doesn't make a mistake, even up to the minute. Lechaira. Ulach Lish, and even according to the second Lashon of Abaye in Rav Meir, which is a little more forgiving, to Amar Adam Nami, to Amar Adam Tayyib Mashu, a person makes with a mashu, no, nechal seifshes. So you give a little leeway, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but let him eat to almost to the end of the sixth hour with a little bit of leeway. And furthermore, Rabbi Leib Yehuda, Rabbi Yekor Tov Yehuda, where he said, Adam Taya Chatisha. That's the first Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, which the Edom, we said on both sides, the Edom are making a mistake by roughly up to half hour. So say, okay, why are you stopping him according to Yehuda? Stopping at the end of the fourth hour, let him, which is almost 2 hours till the end of Zman Achila, to where it's Asmer HaTayra, let him eat all the way till halfway into the sixth hour. Let him eat into, you know, 5.5 hours into the day, leave only over a half hour left till Chatzais, and that should be fine. And even according to the second lesson, of Abaye in Rebuda, where a person makes a mistake up to an hour and change a little bit, you should still allow him to eat up to the fifth hour of the day, right up to the fifth hour, I should say, I save chamish, to the end of the fifth hour. End of the fifth hour gives me a little bit of mashu, plus the full 6 hours. It's an hour, shal mashu. Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying, Baras, over here, but in our Mishnah, you have to stop eating at the end of the fourth hour? Answers the Gemara to all these questions, why both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda being more machmer here, the consistent, where Rabbi Yehuda is more, gives a bigger discrepancy there at Meir, but they're both being more machmer here than they were by Edus. The answer is because, I learned by exactly that. Edus, Mesrul is reason. Edus is people that has reason. By definition, they notice details, they come to testify about what they saw, about what they know, they're coming with confidence that we saw this happen at this time. So over there we say, even then, people make mistakes, but within there's a less of a leeway of a margin of error. Again, Rameir Kishitasai and Ruta Kishitasai, but there's less of a margin of error there. Whereas Chametz is good enough to help everyone, even the non-experts, even the non-detail-oriented people, even the people that aren't so focused on time. And this, since Chametz is good enough to everyone, we got to make sure that we pick a time that'll be safe for everyone. According to Rameir, that time is the end of the fifth hour. According to Ruta, that time is the end of the fourth hour. Chametz, not called Masr, Chametz is given over to everyone, and therefore we have to be a little more careful as to what time we say Chametz, the Rabbanah will be Machmer, Chametz is Asr, in order that people shouldn't make a mistake, because there's a bigger room for mistake when you're talking about a much larger group of people and less experts. Okay, that's all in Abaye. The Mara's going to ask a similar conversation in Rava now. Rava Libi Damei, Rava Kota Meir, Damar Adam Tayesh Teshas Chasar Mashu. Now, the conversation that LV is actually going to be in the opposite direction almost. Rava said in Rav Meir that a person makes a mistake up to a drop less than 2 hours. 2 hours minus the drop. So then, go the other way. Why is Rav Meir saying you have to stop only at the end of the fifth hour? If people make a mistake of almost up to 2 hours, so Chametz is also by the end of the sixth hour, which is the seventh hour, you should have to stop eating Chametz right in the beginning of the fifth hour, give almost 2 hours. What did Rav Meir say? To the end of the fifth hour, asking more mitchilos chamish leinechol, you should already have stopped eating by the beginning of the fifth hour. So that's the more answer. Simple, we have to say early in the daf. Chamish chama mizrach shav chama mayrav. At the fifth hour, the sun is in the east. At the seventh hour of the day, the sun is in the west. You have that discrepancy of the sun moving from the east to west, and therefore that people know that. Stamazit, within 2 hours, people can make a mistake. But by 5 o'clock, 5 hours a day to 7 hours in the day, which is the difference between and 2 hours before Chatzais. To Chatzais, over there you start to see the difference of the sun being to the east or being to the west, and therefore that's enough of a clear indicator, and people will make a mistake. In fact, 1 second, so if you're using the sun as an indicator, and we know it's over the east all the way to Chatzais, then it moves over to the west, so why are you stopping at the end of 5 hours? Maybe let them eat into the six, as long as the sun is still on the eastern side of the horizon. Says Yachi, why don't you let them eat even in the sixth hour? On that, the Gemara says, no, because by the sixth hour, the sun's already kind of straight up top. When it's straight up top, very hard to tell, is it really a little to the east or a little to the west? Hard to tell. In the sixth hour, the sun is in the middle of the sky. When it's in the middle, much more hard to ascertain, is it really to the east, is it really to the west? I mean, you don't want to rely on that. Therefore, Rava said that, Rameir said, you have to stop eating at the end of the fifth hour, chametz. Okay, now that's all good, Rava, according to Rameir, where the discrepancy was up to 2 hours, but we said, up to 2 hours, we don't make you keep out a full 2 hours, because you have the sky, the sun's position in the sky, as an indicator, and therefore it's good enough to have even only one full hour as being your buffer. But according to Rava in Rabbi Yehuda, you needed almost three full hours. So the same question, why is it okay to eat at the end of the fourth? You should have to stop eating at the beginning of the fourth, and then we're going to give the same answer, actually. Let's see. For Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake up to 3 hours minus a drop. So Metchilas Arba Lenechel, he should not be eating chametz from the beginning of the fourth hour already. Why are you able to eat to the end of the fourth hour? For the beginning of the fourth hour will give you 3 hours minus the drop. Beginning of the fourth hour till the end of the sixth hour is 2 hours and roughly 55, 58 minutes. It gives you almost just under 3 hours. That should be the time of stopping, not the end of the fourth hour. Same answer. Chamesh Chamesh Mizrach, Shevach Chamesh Marav, Bechol Shkein Arba. The same answer we said before, that the location of the sun, and certainly in the fourth hour, it's only to the east, and therefore I'm not concerned. In fact, 1 second, if that's the story, Yechim Chamesh Chamesh Nechol. So use that logic and allow, even according to Behuda, you should be able to eat chametz even to the fifth hour because you have the location of the sun. Answers the Gemara, this is a question on Rava. So Tirgama Baye Libid Rava. Baye, who gave this answer for himself, will now answer on behalf of Rava. No, Edus was his reason. Chametz Lakol Maser. Edus was given over to his reason, and therefore we could be a little more lenient, or we could be a little more tough on the disparity. Whereas chametz is given over to everyone, we have to be extra careful because regular people can make bigger mistakes. We have to be more concerned about messing up timing. Okay, that's Rabbi's answer on behalf of Rava. Rava gives his own answer. Rava Amar, not out of time with Rabbi Yehuda. No, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is saying from the fourth hour, you're right, based on making mistakes, because we know the proximity, the location of the sun in the sky, even to the fifth hour would have been fine. But you need to set aside an hour. You know why? Rabbi Yehuda is one that says, Sreifa, Tashbis was Dafka B'Sreifa. You need to find wood. You need to give time to gather the wood to burn, and we're designating that time of stopping to eat for gathering the wood. Set the more inside. And the Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda goes into the Shita, according to his own Shita, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is Dafka B'Sreifa. That's how you do Rabbi Chametz. If you have the Achas, and therefore the Chazal gave an hour to gather the wood. Aesravina, the Rav Savina, Rav, 1 second. Amr Vidam Savina says, Amosai, when do you have to get rid of chametz? Are they burning as opposed to other methods? Shlebishas Birai, Dafkor, when it's not at the time of Birai, rather earlier, Alvashas Birai, when it's the time of Birai, Hashpas Baldavar. The way to get rid of the chametz is in any manner. So you see, when you're getting rid of it at the time of Birai, then you can use any manner. You don't have to use wood. So if you don't have to use wood, then why would we make you get ready an hour earlier to gather the wood? That can't be the concern. We'll go back and explain exactly what it means, Shas Birai, Shas Birai, in a second. Says, but let's just keep the cheshbon. So Elam Ravi, you're right. The reason why you go an extra hour is taka, not because of gathering wood. He's falling off the wood there. It's Mishum Gzem Shem Yamunu. Because you have cloudy days. Cloudy days is hard to tell. Iyachi, if it's a cloudy day, so then why is the fourth hour good enough? Maybe even the third hour. I feel Abba Nami Nechel, you should have to stop eating at the end of the third hour. Even the fourth hour should be Yasser. Amar Papa, and this will be the prelude for the Gemara that we'll pick up in Mishum tomorrow, and that is Arba Zman Sudla Koli. The fourth hour is the Zman that was known for Abba Dweet. We're going to discuss tomorrow the different timing of the day, just based on this introduction, the timing of the day when different people supposed to eat, when it's normal to eat that first meal. At least to actually really have more, two meals a day, two strong meals a day, and one was the first, one was the second. Well, we're not going to focus on the second, we'll focus on the first, and the first was either 3 hours of the people that are very hungry, or the ganavim, first hour, second hour, the yerushim we're going to see is going to be, they're more comfortable, the third hour, other business owners is the fourth hour, payalim is the fifth hour, chachamim is the sixth hour. Anyway, we're going to see the normal person's time to eat is the fourth hour, and therefore it makes sense that people know when it's the fourth hour of the day, because they're hungry, because they know that's time that they eat, so till that time, we're not nervous about people making a mistake, even if the day is cloudy. After that time, we're about cloudy days, and that's what we say after the fourth hour, you have to stop eating chametz. But getting back to that just we went through it very quickly, on that memory that we said, when did we just say have to burn the chametz? Only b'shas b'yurei, if it's b'shas b'yurei, you don't have to burn the chametz, rather you can do tashish b'chodavar, machlekes rashi says what exactly that means. Rashi seems to learn, shas b'yurei, what does it mean, shas b'yurei? That means the seventh hour, when it's already asman atayra, it's mamish, the time you're supposed to already be rid of it. That's called shas b'yurei, that's when the zechiv tashbisu of dafka ayidei, that's when you could do Tashbisu. You could do Tashbisu Chol Davar. Shalei B'Shas Biyuri means the sixth hour. V'Chamis Tzimut Tamar Torah. That's Shalei B'Shas Biyuri, and that's what we're saying. You do it all day burning. Tais says very shver, because according to Rashi, what's the Rashi saying? That if that's the case, you could leave it till the seventh hour, destroy B'chol Davar, you don't even need wood. The Gemara's kash would be, leave it till the seventh hour, you don't need wood, so why designate an extra hour for collecting the wood? Just destroy it in the seventh hour. But come out according to Rashi, he's requiring you to keep chametz at least for a few moments into the Zman Isser. That's very shver. Tais learns because it means exactly opposite. The Zman of Biyure is by the sixth hour, when you're supposed to burn it. Shalei B'Shas Biyure means the seventh hour. And we're saying at the sixth hour, that's when you could do Ashpas B'chol Davar. Only when it's the seventh hour do you dafka have to burn it, which comes out also big chiddush. And to hold in a straight for Kodesh B'chol Davar, specifically when you're ready over the Isser, that's when you have to dafka burn it. But okay, but Kodesh B'chol Davar, it's Ashpas B'chol Davar is in the sixth hour, and therefore again, the Mar was asking that you don't need to dafka five firewood, so you lost that extra hour. Therefore, the Mar went on to the case of a cloudy day. Again, we'll pick up here tomorrow.